and saunters by. Calling, saunters by. Washington, calling, saunters by. Washington, calling, saunters by.
Network is proud to present Philip Bates' Lord Counterspy, a dramatization packed with thrills and adventure. The exciting story of our undercover agents fighting against enemy spies within our borders. Philip Bates' Lord Counterspy.
This great country tonight is an invisible army of men and women highly trained to protect us from professional enemy spies within our borders. Imagine chief counter spy of them all as David Harding. Imagine it's storming tonight. In just what state, we can't say, but we're at war. Giving out of weather conditions is now prohibited. But there's a bad storm tonight. We can tell you it's in a southern state. It's especially bad in the dark, swampy section where a little shack is built on stilts out over a shallow beach on the ocean. It's windy, too. Inside the shack, two men are seated at a table. And with greasy, dirty cards, are playing gin money.
Butch, close the door, will you? How can I think with the sound of the waves and the wind?
Okay.
I'm trying to close the door yourself, sir.
Okay, Butch. You're drawing or you're taking the Queen of Hearts?
I'm taking the Queen of Hearts.
Ah. Saving Queen, huh?
Yeah. There's a pretty card of three. You want it? Who that is?
Put that gun back in your pocket, you fool. Come in.
Come in and shut that door. You want to blow us out of here?
Well, what do you want?
Listen, Mr. Tony, I'd like to get my pay. I'm getting through, and I want to get my resignation.
What's the matter, Sam? Are we paying you enough?
Yes, sir. You paying me enough, but well, I'm the man who's got 14 children in. You gentlemen ain't mine. I think I was going to retire.
Now, look here. You only been here 2 weeks. We just got you broke in.
Yeah. That's a big idea, trying to quit.
Well, I don't lack so many secrets. Everybody got secrets. Things is awful funny. I was a man with 14 children. Ever since I've been married, I've been going to church once a month. I don't like the funny things that's going on here. I just want my pay.
Listen here, Sam. Before you started working for us, there were two other men working here. They wanted to quit. That was the last time he was ever heard of.
Yes, sir. I knows about that, too. They done work here, and then they go away, and nobody never hear nothing about them. I want to quit.
But we don't want you to quit. You're not going to quit.
I'm sorry, sir, but my mind's made up.
Stop fooling with him, Tony. I'll tell him straight. Hey, you listen. Out there in them waters, there's a lot of alligators, and less than 20 feet from you, the sharks come in. You don't want to quit, do you?
I does. I's a man with 14 children, and when I makes up my mind, it's made up. If you had 14 children, you'd know that when you make up your mind and say something, there ain't no one making.
Now, you listen for the last time. If you don't want to be shark bait, you change your mind, understand?
Yes, sir.
Are you staying or leaving?
I was leaving, sir. I was telling you, I was a man with 14 children.
Butch, looks like we gotta find a new handyman.
Yeah, but come on, let's drag him out. We got enough with that wind blowing and that storm. I don't want to have any corpses laying around here.
Grab his feet.
Okay.
There, I got him. Yeah. Let's drag him to the edge.
Going out. He'll be out in deep water in an hour.
Yeah, come on, let's get back to our card game. You know, I was just going to go drink.
Thomas Fry, Statistical Department. Yes? Yes? 462,091. Thank you.
Immediately. All those compiling train schedules are to use blue forms. All those compiling train schedules use blue forms.
You sent for me, Mr. Harding?
Yes, Bud. Has the statistical department turned up anything of great importance?
Yes, sir, they have. Just as you thought. Gas rationing coupons show a forgery of nearly 1,000,000 gallons.
I was afraid of that. Hello, Miss Howard.
Yes, Mr. Harding.
I want to see Mr. Baxter immediately. Send for him. In the meanwhile, I wish you'd come in and give me your report.
Yes, sir.
This is going to be a tough nut to crack, Mr. Harding. 500,000 forged gasoline coupons.
Bud, counterfeiting or altering gasoline coupons is just as bad now as counterfeiting money. Perhaps worse. I have a hunch that this is even more serious than it appears on the surface.
How do you mean?
I'm afraid that this gas is being obtained by counterfeit coupons to be used to refuel enemy submarines.
You think it goes that deep?
Yes, Mr. Harding?
Mr. Howard, concerning those 100 counterfeit gasoline coupons I gave you to analyze, were all those coupons printed on the same type of paper?
Yes, Mr. Harding. They were printed on Wilson paper, made with cupramonium hydroxide instead of the zinc chloride solution.
I see. How many concerns manufacture that certain type of paper, the counterfeiters have used?
Four, sir. Two in the south, one in the north, and the Acme Paper Company out west.
Check every one of those companies, Mr. Howard. I want the names and addresses of all shipments of any size made during the past year of that type of paper. That's all.
Yes, sir.
If Mr. Baxter's waiting outside, have him come right in.
Yes, sir.
This looks very serious, Mr. Harding.
Yes, Bud. It does.
Harding, I took the liberty of bringing Mr. Bixby along with me.
Good. How do you do, Mr. Bixby?
Good evening, Mr. Harding.
Baxter, those counterfeit coupons I gave you to analyze, were they all printed on the same counterfeiting plate?
They were, Mr. Harding.
Yeah? What can you tell me about the kind of plate the counterfeiter used?
Well, the printing was probably done on a vertical press plate, sir.
I see.
I took the liberty of passing these counterfeited gasoline coupons on to Mr. Bixby for ink analysis. He has some very interesting reports.
Good. What is your ink analysis of these counterfeit gasoline coupons, Mr. Bixby?
Well, Mr. Harding, analysis shows the ink was compounded of hydrochloric solutions of gallic and tannic iron salts with the usual sugar and gum arabic presence. Applying a reagent of 3% oxalic acid made the counterfeiter's ink disappear, while the negrocinic ink of the genuine coupons was unaltered.
How many concerns manufacture this certain type of ink, Mr. Bixby?
Three. One is a very small one and sells almost entirely in northern New England.
Mr. Bixby, cover all of the ink manufacturers who use this compound of hydrochloric solution of gallic and tannic iron salts in their ink.
Yes, sir.
Check all of their shipments over the past 9 months. Give me the address of every shipment that they've made.
Yes, sir.
Harding speaking. Get me Commander, Army Base Airfield. Bud, pack your suitcase and meet me at 11 tonight at the base airfield.
Yes, sir. Clothes for a warm climate or cold, Mr. Harding?
Hot.
starting. Now that the rush is over somewhat, where are we flying to?
The Florida Everglades, Bud. We land at Miami and proceed south by car.
What did you find out from those statistical reports?
Well, our statistical department has reported, Bud, that a number of shipments of gasoline have been made by six different companies to a certain gasoline launch supply station along the main road in the Everglades. We also found out that a certain shipment of Willesden paper was also sent to this gasoline station. You probably recall the forged coupons were printed on Willesden paper.
Yes.
And also ink, similar to that used on the counterfeited coupons, was also shipped to this gasoline station.
Say, that's hot. Exactly what kind of a filling station is it, Mr. Harding?
Well, are you familiar with the Everglades, Bud?
No, I'm not, sir.
There's one main road, which has been built up on artificial ground and piling. It runs for nearly 120 miles across the peninsula. It goes over about 40 different little islands. On a few of these are gasoline stations. This gasoline station in question is just about 100 feet off the main road. It services automobiles and also fishing boats.
Yes, but how could it service any enemy submarines? People are driving over that road constantly. There must be dumb neighbors down there.
That's the catch. That's what you and I've got to find out, Bud.
Yeah.
If anything wrong is going on down there, a mighty clever device is being used.
What's your plan, sir?
Well, in the morning, we'll land at Miami. We'll get an oil truck, fill it full of gasoline, and find out when a delivery is supposed to be made to this gasoline station. Then you and I will make the delivery.
David Harding and Counter Spy.
I've ridden in things more comfortable than this gasoline truck, Mr. Harding.
Good for the digestion, Bud.
That light ahead, I think that's where we turn off. You know, it's strange if they insisted we deliver the gasoline at night.
There's no sense in surmising or guessing, Bud. Just got to wait and see what develops. Yeah. Here's where we turn, all right?
Sort of a primitive-looking place, as you can see out of it. So dark.
Take it easy. Here comes a man out of that shack.
You from the NATO oil refinery in Miami?
That's us, buddy.
Drive out on the dock.
Will that little dock? Will that hold us?
Bigger trucks than yours have been out there, buddy. Go ahead.
Okay. If we go through it, it'll be our funeral, not yours.
Quick time.
Yeah, we stepped on it all the way from Miami. Man, it sure is dark out here. I'll have to use my flashlight. Now, where do we put this gas? Huh?
We got a tank under the dock. That's the pipeline to your left.
Okay. Well, you need a drink?
No, you can unscrew the cap at your hand.
Yeah, okay, bud. That's that hose.
Coming up. One rubber hose.
Gas come full.
Here she runs.
Oh, waiting for the tank to fill. You want a drink, mister?
Sure. Not supposed to touch it while I'm on duty, but I guess the little one wouldn't hurt me.
Nah. Here's a bottle. Help yourself.
Thanks.
In fact, I always carry two bottles. One for a friend, one for myself. I'll take a little nip out of mine. Here's to you.
Here's to you guys.
Blasted, what a lumbering fool I am.
What'd you do? Drop your bottle?
Yeah, worse luck. It hit on the top of his iron stanchion and busted.
Yeah. I have to have a nip out of this other bottle then.
Well, I don't feel any standard living down here. Nobody for 5 miles on either side of you.
Yeah? Got a cynic.
What's that?
Alligator. Just one of the neighbors.
Harding calling J8, Palm Beach. contact. Harding calling J-8, Palm Beach.
Coming through.
Notify all counter spies on Florida, east and west coast to investigate all ocean-going tugs. Check the last 5 or 6 feet of their rope hawsers. I broke a bottle of nitric acid on iron stanchion, which bore marks of a rope hawser having been tied to it. This acid will burn hemp fibers of hawser. Notify immediately of any tug having hawser burned at end.
J-8, reporting to Harding, Miami counter-spy field headquarters. Tugboat Santa Luis out of Cape City has hawser showing acid burn.
Good. Contact me immediately as soon as that tug leaves and returns to her home berth. Want exact times of leaving and return.
J-8 counter-spy reporting to Harding.
Proceed.
Tugboat Santa Luis left berth 7:35 last night. Return 5:35 this morning. Average speed when not towing is 14 miles. That is all.
All right, Bud. This is the information we've been waiting for. Now, let's look at this chart of the west coast of Florida. Do a little figuring.
Yes, sir.
Now, the Ana Luisa's home port is 23 miles from this gasoline station in question. She cruises at 14 miles an hour. That'd take her
1 hour and 45 minutes to get from her home to the gasoline station.
Correct. 1 hour and 45 minutes for her to return from the gasoline station back to her home berth. The entire time being 3 hours and a half.
But she was gone 10 hours. That leaves 6.5 hours of her time to be accounted for.
That's right. 6.5 hours. Now, suppose she hooked onto a 10,000-gallon barge at the gasoline station in question and towed it out to sea to meet a submarine. It would take 2 hours to unload the 10,000 gallons after she met the sub.
Which leaves 2.5 hours for her to tow the loaded barge out and the empty barge back.
Correct again. Now, I checked with the Navy, and a tug which makes 14 miles an hour by itself is slowed to 12 miles an hour when she's towing an empty barge. When she's towing a loaded barge of 10,000 gallons, she'd be slowed to 8 miles an hour. Her average, therefore, would be 10 miles an hour. 2.5 hours still accounted for. That means in 2.5 hours, a sub could cover 25 miles. So she'd be meeting a sub 12.5 miles off the southern Florida coast.
That's beautiful deduction, Mr. Harding. Good reasoning, but where does it get us? What makes you think she did pick up a 10,000-gallon barge at the gasoline station in question? Where was the barge?
Oh, Bud, I haven't been entirely honest with you.
I kind of suspected it.
Did you notice, Bud, the night when I put the nozzle of the gasoline hose into that pipe, the pipe was just flush with the dock?
No, I didn't.
Well, it took us 45 minutes to put that gas in. When I took the nozzle out of the pipe was 4 inches lower than the level of the dock.
Then the tank under the dock was a floating tank that went up and down with the tide. The dock was really a disguised oil barge with just the shell of a dock over it to camouflage it.
Exactly. And before morning, the tug brings the empty barge back and it's shoved under the dock again.
What's our next move?
Tap out the signal through the counter-spy headquarters, Washington. Have the contact relay to our field testing laboratory and get me Tex Walker. Tex is an expert chemist on gasoline and all fuel oils. The next time a submarine's refueled with that gasoline, they're going to have a surprise coming to them.
Lessons on. Chop off button. Boat is full speed ahead. I said full speed ahead. Why are they slowing the motors?
Captain, I'm very sorry, sir. We're having trouble with the motors.
What's the matter?
One motor has stopped entirely. You started taking it apart. The whole inside is burned as if there were acid in the gasoline.
That cannot be. How long will it take to repair?
I'm afraid, sir, it is beyond repair. And the other motor is giving us trouble.
Das darf nicht passieren. Nun, was ist das? Put on the light. Switch on the lights, you fool.
Sir, we are having the same trouble with our gasoline generators. Switch the current to the battery.
You must repair them. We'll be at the mercy of the Americans. Are you sure it's trouble from the gasoline?
Yes, sir. The carburetor and filters in the gasoline line have all been eaten away by acid.
Dummer Luder. Notify Herr Himmler at once. Tell him we're ruined. We've been sabotaged. Notify Herr Tichmann in New York. It's his fault. Hoffnungsloser Dummkopf. He will suffer.
Counter spy headquarters, Washington. Emergency message just intercepted from disabled German submarine off Florida coast to Herr Himmler, Berlin. Submarine also trying to contact Gestapo agent in this country, but cannot as yet locate contact point.
That means a Gestapo agent will be sent to the Everglades to investigate trouble. Notify Florida Lion 3B.
State police reporting to David Harding according to issued counter-spy orders. Black limousine speeding down Everglades Trail at 70 miles an hour. Drivers alone in car. Out-of-state car, license number, New York, 14C319. Shall we stop this car at next police intersection?
No, let it proceed. Washington, do you contact Baxter? Speak.
Yes, sir. I'm in the New York License Bureau, as you requested. Your call is being relayed directly to me.
This is Harding. I'm still in Miami. Check for me immediately, New York License, 14C319.
Yes, sir. I have the files. Just a minute. 14C. Herbert R. Teachman, 1142 East Riverside Drive.
Teachman, that name's very familiar.
I'm having our suspect filing clerk listen in to our conversation. He's probably even now checking on Teachman, and you should hear from him within the next 2 minutes.
Excellent, Baxter. That's using your head. I'll wait right here for his report. Suspect filing clerk, if you're listening on this wavelength, come in as soon as possible. Time's an important element. This is Harding, Miami Counter-Spy Headquarters. Come in.
Herbert R. Teachman, wealthy broker, German-born, has lived past 6 years in Berlin, returned to state August 24th, 1940. Bachelor, sworn in Gestapo at Hamburg, 1937. Expert...
That's enough, thanks. Signing off. Okay, bud. Now we know what we're up against. It's the big boss himself. Teachman's on his way to check his operators at that gasoline station. We've got to fly down there and quick.
You refuel, their motors are spoiled. They're helpless. You have ruined them. I have an order here from Herr Himmler himself. My own life isn't worth 2 cents. I have failed because of you stupid pigs. Now you're going to pay for your silly blunders.
Oh, boss. Oh, don't shoot me.
You know how the Gestapo settles with imbeciles.
back again at this same time on Monday evening. Tell your friends. Make it a date. Next week, the case of the murdered chemist. Brother versus brother. Death in the laboratory. The corpse that came to life. The mystery of the strange makeup. The secret of the powdered hair. Next week, gripping counter spies.